Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Heather El Tapia. Welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. Today we have a fabulous show for you. We have intuitive healer Jenny Seek, who is also one of our Blog Talk host radio shows. And she does her show every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. You can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. We have our second guest today is another wonderful intuitive healer called Dawn. She is with Dawn of the New Era. And Dawn Thompson has been working extensively with individuals seeking to get the tools they need to better empower themselves. So I'm very grateful to have two of my good friends on the show today. We had some technical difficulties last week, so we're looking forward to progressing through the entire hour today. You can go to our fan page at www.facebook.com/pages/entrepreneurial-excellence-radio-show and become a fan. Also, share people that you want to hear from, ideas for future shows. Again, we're really looking to empower individuals in the community. And I don't just mean locally in Columbus, Ohio. I mean nationally and internationally as well. I am part of Purpose for Women International, which is an organization created to give women and families a voice, those individuals that want to speak from the heart or connect with the heart of others, and also create a synergy of co-creation and teamwork. So I'm very excited to be working with some great individuals and other directors around the world in conjunction with the Global Women's Summit and PMI, which is a trainer program for corporate training. And they also have a women's organization. So I'm hoping that, you know, we can really affect change, you know, on a local level, reaching a local woman, whether you are an entrepreneur already, if you're thinking about it. You don't even have to be a woman to be on my show or a part of it. I just wanted to empower with the divine feminine energies that have been accelerating in our communities and our world of this late. It's important to honor that feminine energy within all of us, whether you're a man or a woman. We both have a masculine and a feminine side. And with all the creations of the energies these days, it's real important to be able to, you know, embrace that and understand why you might be feeling more emotional during the shifts in energy and the creative forces that are in play to inspire us. They're not here to put us down, which is common thought being at 2012 and the end of the quote-unquote Mayan calendar. They're really here to awaken us. So if you take a moment to just sit in silence and think about what it is you'd like to awaken today. What goal, what vision, what solution are you seeking insight into? And hopefully one of our guests or both of our guests will offer you information, myself included, to get you further along your way and your goal. So I'm going to go ahead and just do a minute of silence and then a brief commercial as we check in with our guests. Thanks so much. Okay, well, we're back on the air. Again, you're listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. Wanted to give our listeners a moment to just tap into where they are and put out into the field what they'd like to co-create, who they would like to bring into their reality, what insight they would like, so we can work together as a community to affect change on a local, national, and international level. Well, that's raising your vibration to be more compassionate. If that's raising your prosperity conscious to receive more abundance, if that's inspiration and creativity to launching your own business idea and getting out from that J-O-B, is it that you want to connect with an individual, find love, whatever that is, we are here to help you co-create that today. And looking forward to having an amazing show. Some other cool things that are going on in the Columbus area. I want to give a shout out to a film director that I just ran across, Christopher Essie. He's got an amazing documentary that he's looking for funding for. And for those of you that are listening to the show and have your own business or work for somebody and see what it takes to create a entrepreneurial enterprise, you know it's not easy. And so when you have an opportunity to take your dream and put it out there, it's nice to know that you're supported, because a lot of times artists are not supported in their visions and what they're trying to accomplish. They are more often than not ridiculed, made fun of, criticized, that type of thing. So, you know, I believe in what his mission is in regards to the vision of the movie. It talks about, you know, what happens when an individual is listening to their medical practitioner and is over-medicated and the side effects. And, you know, that's one of the things that's really strong within my heart is helping individuals have choice and giving them an opportunity to, you know, speak their truth and take control of their bodies and the medicine and the healing they put into them. We don't always have to blindly follow what we're told just because it's a society norm. So we want to question that. We want to offer you an insightful opportunity to think on your own, ask informed questions, make informed decisions so that you're not the only one out there, you know, just following what the advice is. So we have our caller online. Our guest, Jennifer Seek. And I'm going to bring her on the line. Jenny, are you with us?
I sure am. Thanks, Heather.
Great. Sorry about the long delay. I forgot I have to refresh the studio in order to see the callers. So we just did a shout-out for a director friend of mine, Christopher Essie, and I do see that he's tuned in on his travels briefly. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to give him a few moments just to talk about his movie. Is that okay?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Great. Christopher, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, great. Well, why don't you tell the audience today, in better words than I did, you know, about your project and your goals and what kind of help you need?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, you did just a fine job, but I'll elaborate a little bit more. Essentially, what the film is going to cover is a documentary, and it's going to go into some of the issues with conventional medicine, and it's not going to demonize them because there are some very valuable things that they can do, like treating life-threatening illnesses, acute injuries, some of the surgeries and some of the diagnostic procedures and imaging technologies are great, but on a whole, the pharmaceuticals and some of the processes and the way that the doctors treat their patients are very just not okay and just not exactly kosher. And what I want to do is give a voice to the alternative and holistic healing modalities to the communities, because we hear the terms, we hear alternative medicine, we hear holistic medicine, but a lot of people don't really understand and know the vast spectrum that those words encompass. They don't know, you know, aromatherapy, sound therapy, homeopathy, quantum reflex analysis, all these different things that are incredibly beneficial, that employ natural techniques, safe, non-toxic, non-invasive techniques, affordable, non-expensive. And one of the major things that I think needs to be talked about is the patient and doctor relationship. We need to understand that the patient is actually the healer, not the doctor. So really, the doctor's job is to make the patient calm enough, stress-free enough to let them facilitate their own healing. We have a doctor within us. Each of us does. So it's really about empowering people with the knowledge of how to unlock the doctor within. It should be the goal of every practitioner to not see their patient ever again, to send them away so that they have the tools, they have the skill set to be able to heal themselves in a natural and non-invasive, non-toxic way. So it's really about giving these practitioners a voice.
That is a very powerful message. Jenny, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Absolutely. I so appreciate that assessment. I think in the world of managed care, which often is about a lot of very harsh medicines that are regimented and that are given for a very specific amount of time, that it's so important to use integrative types of care that have to do with tapping into people's own inner strengths, their own unique ways of doing things, their unique ways of growing. And I think Reiki can help, working with chakras can help. All of those sorts of modalities are so beneficial and so helpful and important and not really known or understood by traditional healthcare. So it's getting better, but still, you know, there's a long way to go.
Well, I think for me, my whole passion since a little kid and studying, you know, ESP and parapsychology and all the ologies, the biology, the, you know, genealogy and genetics and so forth and so on, and understanding, I just knew intuitively there was more. There was more than what I was being mm-hmm. given, but I took kind of the scientific path until I got into dance, which kind of opened up more of a pathway for my physical expression. But until I went into college and worked with some books by Deepak Chopra and my dance teacher who taught me Tai Chi and Reiki and joint isolation, it was then I realized that what we put on our body and the stress and the mind-body connection is so greater than just focusing, say, just on the physical or just on the mind or even just on the spiritual and our practices. When you create a holistic perspective, it allows you to take a better control of your reality. And I think we all here on the phone and many out there listening understand how amazing this time is to create and manifest our realities. And that's super exciting to me, to be awake at this time in this exact moment and know that anything I ask for, I can attract and create within minutes, seconds, and it's fabulous. So if we can add that to understanding more about what our options are out there when we are diagnosed, then we're better prepared, I believe.
I think it's
important.
And I think that certain things, like little things, like, you know, taking a walk in a place that's beautiful that you love every day and just really valuing self-care and the way that you connect with intuitive energies can totally change the way that you respond to the fact that you may have a diagnosis, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's just such an important direction to head in and things to know.
Absolutely. Well, Christopher, I thank you for popping in. I'm going to go ahead. Do you have any last-minute things you want to share with the audience before I put you back on mute?
I just have two things to say, I fully appreciate what you ladies are doing in this talk show and really providing an outlet for this information to get out. It's really expediting the awareness, and it's making the world reach a place where it needs to go. And I want to say that I feel that healing is really equivalent to self-discovery. When we understand how to heal, we're looking at ourselves as a whole and really understanding who we are and what we're composed of. And one thing I just want to say is that the name of the movie, the name of the documentary is Unseen Medicine. And I really encourage the audience, if they would be so kind, to go to indiegogo.com/unseenmedicine, and if you can please donate, and that's indie as in independent film, INDIE, gogo.com.
And I have
medicine.
that, I have that now in the chat room as a link you guys can connect to and follow, as well as on our Facebook fan page. You can find us if you type in Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. You should be able to grab us on Facebook, and I'll put that link on in a few seconds. So, yeah, Christopher, I look forward to, you know, partnering up and doing some fun things here locally in Columbus, Ohio, and helping people all over the world. So you have a safe drive, and thanks so much for being part of our show today.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Take care. You too.
You too.
Okay.
Jenny, tell me, all right, let's talk to the audience. What would you like to share with the audience today?
Oh, sure. I am an intuitive healer, and I do intuitive counseling and intuitive tarot reading, chakra work, and from a depth psychological basis. So really getting you to understand intuitively what's going on with you, what speaks to you, some of the images that inspire you, working with your dreams and things like that, so that you really feel like you have a connection with yourself. And I think what Christopher said, you know, the job of any holistic healer is to give you the tools so that maybe when there are times when you need support, someone can come and you can come and have someone witness it, but so that you're just given these tools on your path and on your journey so that you can, you know, address some of these things on your own and empower yourself. So I think that's so important and so missing in our culture.
Absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate the journey that, you know, I've taken, that the friends around me have taken, that you've taken, and our, you know, our community here. And I love the fact that we can reach out. I know that if I'm traveling to any place in the world, all I have to do is use the web and connect with a few keywords, healing, spiritual, angels, and I'll find a group of people doing similar work who are welcoming and all-encompassing. And that's the support network that you have when you raise your vibration. And I love that we're all waking up. So I'd love for you to kind of share a little bit of how you work with a client and how you provide those tools to them. What can somebody expect if they call, you know, Jennifer Seek and say, I want a reading with you?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it depends on what kind of reading they want, and it depends on who they are as a client. You know, some people want to dip their toe in the water, and they want to see what images call to them. They want to look at it on that level. Some people really want to get more involved and want to work on specific issues ongoing. So I try to provide a focus that really is about where the client is at when they seek services. And with the tarot readings, the work that I do is a lot about picking up energetically what's going on for them. And I do that by looking at the archetypes, the stories that are speaking to them and that are really relevant on their journey. Often in our lives, we move away from telling stories that hold energy for us. We start to tell the stories of the culture or our families. And a lot of times those stories, while they may be, you know, useful at a certain point in our lives, don't really speak to who we are anymore. And so it's so important for us to use our imagination, use our intuition, and kind of speak into being the tools that will work for us and inspire us. And I do that work when I do readings with folks.
Great. What's a good way somebody could reach you if they were intrigued by what you had to offer? How can they connect with you?
Oh, that's really easy. You can either go to innervoiceintuitive.com, and I have a full website there and a blog as well. Just put out a blog last week on working with abundance. And let's see, you can go to my Facebook page, Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot Guidance, connect that way. And let's see, what else? I just put up a meetup group for Inner Voice Intuitive Guidance, Tarot Guidance as well. And
really, talk about your meetup group.
I just put it up last week. I'm really excited. Some of the work that I do with Tarot is a lot more about archetypes. So it's a little bit less focused on divination. It's a little bit less focused on pulling a rabbit out of a hat and more focused on, you know, figuring out what archetypes, what images call to you and speak to you. So right now I have a full class, a really wonderful group of women, and we're going through the tarot and looking at it through different lenses. we can look at it through numerology, the major arcana, the big themes, the suits, the four sacred elements. So we're on this journey looking at it through all of those different lenses. Just put up the meetup group and have had a really wonderful response. So just find that if you go to innervoiceintuitive.com meetup, you'll find it. And feel free to share your own journey there. And eventually I will be holding meetups. So really excited about that part of the journey.
Yeah. It's Inner Voice Intuitive meetup. I'm putting the link on the chat room right now, and then I'll post it on our fan page as well, because I've been using Meetup for about 7 years. It is a phenomenal website. For those of you out there listening who have never heard of it, it's simple. It is not a dating site, although there are social and dating opportunities. It is and I had the benefit. They just had their 10-year anniversary, and it was actually 9/11 inspired. So last year when my nonprofit, for our community event that I put on in June here at peacehousecolumbus.org, we had an opportunity to be here on 9/11, and I got an email from the meetup organizers, and their story is they're in downtown New York City. Their office was right, the gentleman that started, his office was next to the Trade Center.
And oh, my gosh.
He had walked by, obviously, you know, every day, and people in New York are very super busy, and people in Columbus are pretty busy, but we at least can say hi a lot. And the reason he started Meetup was because he realized he did not know who his neighbors were. He had no idea who was in the offices next to him or any of this synergistic connection, or there was no more face-to-face. Everybody was doing all the techie stuff. And he wanted to create a platform that would encourage people to gather face-to-face instead of virtually. And that's why he created Meetup. So literally a year, almost from a month after 9/11 and a year later is when they launched meetup.com, and that's how it was born.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I think powerful.
Very cool.
And so I love it. And so if you haven't gone on there, you can literally type in any topic you're interested in next to your zip code, and there's people gathering around that subject, that topic, for the benefit, you know. I just joined a Japanese meetup group because I'm teaching myself Japanese, because I'm putting a Purpose for Women event on in Japan. So I wanted to, you know, learn what I got to talk about. And
sure.
So it's exciting. And now you can connect with Jenny's Inner Voice Intuitive Meetup and find out more about this face-to-face connection you can gather when you're sitting there exploring your spiritual side. Very powerful.
Awesome.
Thanks for doing that. I know that you had some other things that you wanted to talk about that we didn't get an opportunity to last week. What do you recall what that was?
Well, I think we were talking about, you know, I think we talked about the Desiderata quote a little bit. And we talked about the whole idea of wherever you are in the journey, no matter what you're experiencing, if you're in pain and that sort of thing, that you have a right to be here and to take up space and to develop your gifts and your skills, and that's really central, and that sometimes we lose sight of that in the busyness of our lives and what our lives call us to do. And what Inner Voice Intuitive is really about is helping you figure out how to clarify for yourself what your inner voice sounds like, so you can make better choices on your journey that are a goodness of fit. So that's a big focus of what I do. And part of that sometimes is tending pain too, as well, you know, being able to have a space and a sounding board to talk about things that are difficult. But everybody inside them has that seed that wants to sprout and grow. And so that's part of the work. But the biggest part of the work is helping people connect with their gifts.
Definitely. I think we're not always brought up to understand that our inner gifts are just as important as our outer physical expressions of our gifts. What I mean by that is we're rewarded for our sports activity. We're rewarded for our getting an A on a test or our academic achievements. But there's so much more to the human condition and levels that a lot of people don't necessarily get an opportunity to be validated for. We spend our whole lives trying to figure out what we're meant to be doing and who we are and how can we be happy and who's going to make us happy. And it's fun when you have an opportunity to look outside of it, but when you're experiencing it, it can be very traumatic. Not to mention, obviously, what's going on around us and what's being propagated and so forth. So how what's like a core tip or philosophy or message you would like the listeners to have about dealing with this awakening process and them discovering that they're more than just what they thought they were?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Heather. To trust your journey, to really trust all of it, and to trust the way that it shows up for you, so that if you have to deal with things that kind of put you off your course or slow you down, that there's really a gift and an opportunity to understand the part of yourself in that experience. And that understanding that makes us more fully human and makes us more tolerant and more compassionate toward each other. And that when we get on the ride, you know, we get on the hook up to, you know, social media, or we look up on the computer, or we're on the bus, or we're in traffic and that sort of thing, that a part of us can come out that really gets scared inside. And so we don't focus on those gifts that we innately have. But if we can just breathe and connect and figure out different ways to connect with each other and build community, like the meetup group, or like couch surfing. Right now we're exploring couch surfing and having people, we're hosting people in our home. Anything that you can do to break
That's amazing.
It's really cool. We're having someone come tonight. But anything you can do to break down that, you know, that illusion of isolation that we experience will help your heart grow, will help your heart to develop, and will help you to be more aware of what your unique journey looks like. So,
absolutely. And it's so important as we evolve and things are seemingly, like illusionarily, breaking down. I mean, you can look at an mm-hmm. event or a system and you can say it's completely breaking down, but then when you look deeper, that can also just be an illusion. And we want to mm-hmm. be clearer in our vision. And so isolation is not going to serve us anymore. It is not going to help us figure this stuff out. It's about community and connection. And, you know, I love this couch surfing idea and going to safe, you know, being around people and, you know, don't be afraid to make new friends, please, mm-hmm. because whoever you are, you might feel isolated and alone. Stop watching the news for 3 days.
Absolutely.
And walk out in the park and say hi to 10 people a day, and I guarantee you will realize you are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to play the intro to your actual talk show so people have a chance to learn a little bit about it, and then we have Dawn that we can bring on the line.
Awesome.
Let's see if I can make this list.
Okay.
Not list. I don't know. Why is it right? Oh, let me try this. That's why. It's my new technology part I'm learning. It's not functioning.
I know, Oops. Heather. That's growing.
But we're still on the air, and we're bringing Dawn in, so... That's all that's important. Let me try this one and see if this one works. Well, let's just bring Dawn on the air because we don't have time to hold anymore. I don't know what's going on. It's fun stuff. Dawn, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Heather. Hi, Jenny.
Hello. We got
Hi,
Jenny
Dawn.
On the line still. I love blog talk. I don't know. Funny thing, I have my computer overheats and then it crashes, and I bought a cooling pad, and I packed everything up, and I got to the Peace House. Last week, I brought everything to the Peace House and forgot my cord, so I had to run home to do the show. The cord to the cooling pad is MIA. Like, are you serious? Like, so we're going to bust through this next half hour, because nothing's getting on our way this week. Right, ladies?
Right.
That's right.
No mercury in our way anymore.
That's right.
No mercury is
Straight
out of
forward.
The way. Today it's all about prosperity. So, yeah. Jenny, is there any last words you want to share with our guests? You're, you know, welcome to stay on the line or go to it, whatever you feel makes sense.
Sure. Just that the more that you can support things like Blog Talks, the more that you can support things like Meetup, and the more that you can get out there and meet your neighbors and move through this kind of illusion of separateness that we see in the culture, the more your heart will open and the more your life will change. So check out innervoiceintuitive.com. Check out Inner Voice Intuitive Hour on Tuesday nights, and hope to see you out there and hope to see some of you as clients.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jennifer, for being a part of Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show today, highlighting women in business and the community. And our next fabulous guest is intuitive healer and seer, Dawn Thompson of Dawn of the New Era. I had a beautiful opportunity to work with Dawn and get a healing session, as well as to create some video work with her. And, you know, obviously, I feel like you're an amazing person, so I'm so glad you could get on the show today. How are you?
I am good. I'm grounding today, finding a way to get grounded. It's like the energy is so fantastic and you're etheric. It's beautiful today.
It really is. I bet it was beautiful out on the lake, though, too.
Oh, that was a great day. Yeah, I mean, it's about balance in life. You know, I work, and what I really like to focus on is balance and self-care. And so I've been working a lot, so it was time to play and rest.
Well, and let's talk about that, because that is one of the core themes with your healing work that you shared with me about not only helping individuals find tools to help them along their journey and to feel safe and have resources, but the self-care. So why don't you spend some time describing that as you wish?
Sure. Well, as I was catching, you know, the first part of the show, it's, for me, it's really a balance about community and self-care and where that blending comes in. And what I found by watching my grandmother and my mother and then my pattern in life, early on in life, and still some to this day, because it's just a never-ending journey, but it was like this imbalance of martyrdom, giving, where a lot of times in this culture we're taught to give is better than to receive. And what I found when I, you know, hit an emotional bottom and I was truly, truly empty, is that I needed to build a toolbox of tools. I didn't actually know this. The universe sent this to me. So I've been building a toolbox for over 10 years of self-care. And what I found is by taking care of myself, by nurturing myself, by developing relationships with women, not to take out the men, they're very important too, but to really learn who my women clan is and how they can support us, because in this society, sometimes, you know, we're taught that competition, but it's not our true nature. It's our true nature as women is to really support each other. So that's where I'm at right now. But so, and I tend to in my sessions to work with what spirit is sending my way, because I only have to teach and share what's in my, you know, what's in my field. And that's kind of what's in my field right now. So my toolbox would include, you know, yoga and meditation, but also it's not all about the, you know, for many years, I assumed that it was, you know, being as pure or as perfect as possible. Like if I juiced every day, I did yoga every day, and I went to bed at this time, and I didn't smoke cigarettes, then I will become spiritual. And so part of my toolbox that I've had to include has been the utmost loving all parts of me. So I'm also like to work with that in sessions, you know, to really look at what are our shadow parts and how can we like be curious about them? How can we just acknowledge them and let them be instead of shaming and guilting them?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of
I think
stuff
it is,
that's been floating around my head today.
No, that's great. I think it is, you bring up a good topic. I think through my journey of self-discovery, which I had the benefit of working on myself in a concentrated, you know, leading program, face-to-face group sessions, which I absolutely love group because we're so many layers, there's so many onions, and we really are all connected. We just might not be experiencing the same issue at the exact same time, but it's still our issue. And so when one person has a breakthrough or a concept is revealed to them, it's also awakened within you if you're in that group synergy. And that happens unconsciously in the field as well, whether we're aware of it. But this idea of shame, blame, and guilt that we use and we hold on to is an ego tactic, in a sense. Now, we need the ego because we see through the ego, and it's important. So I don't want to diss it, but it's important to know where your viewpoint and the self-talk is coming from in a given moment. And I think that's you know, what you can help an individual come to par with. Like, so we had a healing session on Monday, and I want to share, you know, how I felt during it. I want to share how I felt the next day, and I want to share how I feel today, because I think it's important for listeners to know what to expect so that ego, the ego fear, doesn't get in the way. Because I learned through my self-discovery that when I'm triggered, when I feel like I can't do it or my body tenses or there's pain or I get a headache or sharp something in my arm or my neck or my back, that's an issue. That's my ego trying to stop me from shifting because it doesn't want to shift. It likes where it's at because it's comfortable. And it's our purpose and our journey to move forward, right? And you help people do that. So I want to share my experience with you on Monday because today is so different than yesterday as it's different than Monday.
It keeps going. Sessions do keep going. They, I tell people more will be revealed. And, yes, the somatic work is very important to me. The body and the mind and the intuition, the intellect, it's all connected. So I'd love to hear your experience, how it went with you.
Awesome. Well, so Monday, you know, we were doing the video shoot at the salon, and I knew what some core issues were, and you tapped right into an area on my stomach, because for those of you that aren't necessarily completely connected of awareness, conscious of the mind-body connection, a lot of times the emotional issues, the physical issues are connected, and you can feel them in your body together. So what that means is when you're working with an individual, whether it's a psychologist, a counselor, a minister, a healer, tarot card reader, psychic, whatever it is, sound healer, when something starts to manifest in your physicality and you feel it, you're like, oh, my stomach hurts, or I feel this, and then the healer guides you into describing what that means to you, it gives you insight into the issue. So it gave me insight in the issue, and we released some of it, and it gave me opportunity to focus on it, clear a lot of it. And it wasn't, it didn't have to be a big, dramatic, drawn-out experience. Like, we only worked for maybe 20 minutes or so, 25, and it was just the right amount that I needed. That's the gift of the healer. The healer knows, right? You know. And so I allowed the process to do so, and it brought up some stuff, and I was processing, and I processed later in the day, and then yesterday, it was very interesting, because my physicality was literally swollen in areas with energy.
Wow.
And so it allowed me to say, what am I not self-nurturing? What am I not focusing on? What behaviors am I doing that I could shift, and what have I not been doing? Which was taking vitamins and exercising, or maybe I haven't drank enough water in the last few days. So, you know, so yesterday I had started to have these revelations. Okay, so back to this. I need to go back and meditate twice a day again and maybe do some yoga. And, you know, darn it, I could walk the dogs here and there. They'd appreciate that. And, you know, little things and focusing on food choices and limiting food choices or whatever those might be. And then I noticed a ton of anger yesterday. I know you got to see that a little bit. And so on. And it was really just me being frustrated with some of my things I had to get done. And I was trying so hard to put the focus and attention on me that I just had to do it. And I felt really good working all day in the library and getting some things moving and being creative in that because I needed that time. And I would have love to have been out and on the boat and doing some fun things and spending time with my friends. And I would have gotten some value out of that, but Spirit knew that in that moment it wasn't my time to be out playing. I needed to be in planning some foundation. And that was important as a type A promoter, a business person. That was getting my needs met in that moment.
But
I noticed all that anger. It was craziness. And I was like grumpy that I was angry, you know?
Oh, anger can be such a wonderful motivator for change, though. I am not afraid of anger. I find it very, very helpful.
Well, and I needed it. I needed to explore it, where it was coming from, this dissatisfaction. And, you know, it is part of what we put into our body. And I did eat a bacon sandwich. And I did have rallies. And I knew I could have had a better choice. And it was a vibration. So it's you got to test the waters. You know you're supposed to do something, don't do it, and then you learn why you got to do it next time. Not a big deal. It's a lesson. So I'm like, so maybe that was...
That's amazing. Just listening to your process, it's amazing.
Thank you. And so I realized that was some of the anger. and anger. So today I did work yesterday and healed and made some connections and some good things, and then woke up today completely. Well, I was having an amazing, unique dream I won't get into, but it was very interesting, the people that I encountered in this dream that I could tell you later. But I woke up it was like as another dimension, but I had focus for the day. I'm clearer. I'm not angry. I'm completely motivated. Things are lining up, and I'm just full of embracing love and other people's accomplishments, and I don't hold space or any negativity for yesterday's experience. I just get to sit in the moment and be grateful for where I'm at today, and I took my vitamins, and I'm drinking more water, and I'm making, you know, different food choices today because that's where my mind is. That's where my heart is. And I want to thank you for that experience, and I look forward to what happens tomorrow, and so on and so on. So that's a testimonial for Dawn of the New Era. And, you know, why don't you give everybody how they can set an appointment with you and where they can go to schedule that?
Sure. I just want to make a quick comment on your experience. You know, I love hearing what you're saying and working through it. And then I hear the one thing that I really try to have people be curious of is like the need and the needs to or the shoulds. And I know you've already heard this, but the shoulds is so that fake. I mean, what you're doing is that faking it till you make it. Like I will be in a place where I'm not feeling centered, grounded, or in with spirit, and that's when I take the tools out of the toolbox that you're talking about, like the taking vitamins, taking my ionic minerals, or taking a walk and filling up my cups so I can give to others. And your energy feels really, really good. It does. So you can. I do sessions. I do soul retrievals. Those I can come to. To people's environment, or they can come to me. I have a separate place for the deeper soul retrievals. But I have introductory sessions at my salon, to the salon.
And that's located here in Clintonville, is it not?
It is. I also am a hairstylist, so I have a really beautiful, safe room. If you're new to energy work, it's an amazing experience. I haven't had, because like you said, it's gentle and we don't really need to, I have a really hard timing it. There's no need to time it. And I have introductory sessions right now where you can come in for 30 minutes for $30. And that's just a really light, gentle one where I will look at your aura field and I will cleanse out using sage medicine, anything that's in your field, if there is anything. Just things that get stuck on you from, like, work, coworkers, family members, things that you might have, the healer in all of us might take on, and we need to need to remove. I also do chakra balancing. So I'll look at each of your energy meridians and sometimes the little meridians in between the major meridians. And we just check and see how the energy is flowing, if it's stopped, if it's going backwards. And the cool thing is sometimes it's supposed to go backwards. That's for your highest benevolence. So we'll look at that, and then we get into the somatic work. We'll usually do some breath work. I know several different breaths intuitively. I will teach you the breath that's probably going to work best for each chakra to unbalance. And then it gets very eclectic and very fun. Every single session has been totally different. And that's what I love about this work, is that it can be very rarely is the work that I do very intense. As you know, I'm a very gentle person for the most part. I have the yin and the yang, but my work is fairly gentle but extremely effective. So we have pain relief, we have empowerment, overall anxiety relief, and I'm located kind of catacornered from North Star and Jenny's Ice Cream, which I think everyone knows where that's at almost in Clintonville.
Yes, just on the other side of Henderson Road, heading south.
Yes, heading
and
south.
It's about two blocks up or so.
Well, correct, yes, and it's the number
I'm sitting in a peace house right now, so I'm like
awesome.
Three blocks.
Okay, great. Yep, it's 4260 North High Street, and the number there, where you can make an appointment, it's 614-437-9793.
Perfect. Well, I know that there's a lot of work you've done to get where you are today. And I feel like since, you know, kind of our topic is women in business, I'm getting a question, not from the from the ethers up there, that I think you'd be a good role model for. So let's take a second to talk to those entrepreneurs in progress, in evolution, meaning if you've got an idea and you're not sure what to do with it or how to start it, but maybe it's a healing, maybe you are a healer, you want to be a healer, you know you're a healer, but you don't know how to launch it. Why don't you share your wisdom and your journey from, you know, hairstylist to claiming being a spiritual healer and creating a business out of it? Because that's a scary jump. You go from mainstream to life purpose. What would you like the audience to know about that from your
Well, I would say it's all about believing in ourselves, which I didn't. I did not. I actually grew up with not one person really believing in me. So it was quite the journey of going into, again, kind of faking until I made, like faking believing in myself, because I didn't like the feeling and the emptiness of relying on others for my own self-esteem, for my own love. So I started going to meditation groups and Native American ceremonies and Christian ceremonies or Krishna house, and at the same time trying all kinds of energy work over the last 10 years. I've done a lot of somatic work, and I've done group therapy, art therapy, all kinds of cool stuff. And that is ironic, because I find that there's been several people that I've worked with in the last year and a half that have said, whoa, I'm a healer. I'm a healer like you. And so what I, for my experience, it's about the more that you can be gentle with yourself, be curious about your process and what you came here to do. Maybe it's to write a book. So say that you know in your heart that you want to write a book, you might have this critic in your head, because all have this not all, but a lot of people have this inner wounded child to a different degree. Then we have, you know, the adult, and we have the parent, but the critic is the one that makes it the hardest as a woman coming into building your own business. And that is thousands of years of social conditioning that has said we need to compete and we need to hold our chin up high and be powerful. So what I would say is to really, my experience has been to really tap into the gentle power inside of me, and to really, like you and Jenny were talking about, seek community, seek your women clan, when your cup is full, these things will naturally come about. What your life's purpose is will naturally happen. And again, it seems like the message today that keeps coming up is fake it till you make it, which would mean start writing even if you're afraid it won't be enough. Just write it for you. Write that book for you. Or, my own personal experience was as I was doing hair, I began to realize that I was healing people while doing their hair. I began to realize that I would ask them a question and I would know the answer to what I just asked them. And sometimes I would say it, you know, I'd be like, so what do you do for a living? And I would know right away because it was up in their information field. And I'd say, are you a scientist, a science teacher? And the guy I'm cutting his hair would go, I am. And I'd be like, don't you think it's weird I know that? And he's like, well, easy guess, lucky guess. And I'm like, no, look at this cool new trick I can do. And really for me, it was about the more I get to know myself, so the more that you get to know yourself, the more that you practice self-love, the more you're naturally going to be able to see other people and naturally love other people. And that's the difference in the new paradigm of putting yourself first. Osho, he has this great video on selfishness. And I revel in it because what I found, I'm doing some women's empowerment leadership workshops right now. I'm participating in them. And we get in a big circle and we all put our hands on each other's backs. And the facilitator says, don't try to give. Just receive with the hands on your back. And the coolest thing happened last week. I felt I stopped giving with my hands and I focused on those hands on my back. And the paradigm, the thousands of years of social conditioning changed. I, by receiving without effort, I was giving. And that's really what I'm feeling really passionate about right now is all stepping into your own business, stepping into your power, your silent, gentle, well, not always silent, but your power can be a calm thing. It doesn't have to be the warrior type. I'm going to set this business and you're going to see me because the universe supports us when we're living our path. So I found that to always, always be true. Supports me. Supports you.
That I love that vision that you just gave us, because I know you and I did that on the table and I was still a little bit focused on the giving because I'm so used to giving the energy. And it is important to finally drop all barriers and learn how to just allow and receive. In fact, I'm very excited. I just want to give a shout out. I've got my book that I wrote years ago as part of a global contest, The 5 Steps to Abundance.
I love that book.
I've been going out and helping other writers get inspired and self-publish, and I haven't taken the time to put my books online for ebook, and I'm doing it. That was my message from the last few days, so thank you. And so I got somebody that's going to format it for Kindle Select, which is the first step. And then so the steps are real simple. And the last one is allowing and receiving. And so you reminded me, you know, the last step, allow and receive. You do all the work, but you got to let it in.
Yes.
You have to let it in.
It's all balance. It's all balance and looking at the shadow parts. And going, because, I mean, that's real. I mean, shoot, I could do yoga all day and do things all day, but when I'm pushing down the shadow parts in me, like, you let them up yesterday. You let them, you felt it, healed it, and now look how abundant you're being today, like all the grand ideas, because you weren't repressing that. You're like, yeah, this is my shadow side. I'm angry, and I don't want to do this, but I'm going to let it be, and I'm going to feel it and heal it. You did that. You were an example for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the neighbor thing, you know, making sure that you don't lose sight and isolate. It's in our isolation that we're not co-creating, and the negative dark forces, whatever, the negativity of shadow self overwhelms us, and we need our shadow side. If there isn't shadow, there's no definition of light. And when we cast light, we create shadow in others. So don't be disheartened when you cast shadow on others. I had a great opportunity to share some of your wisdom with our common friend Iggy and his journey today. And you know, he shared being, you know, with what he's going through and being, you know, any of us who stand in front of somebody and are being criticized mercilessly for, and our whole inventory of wrong crap is thrown in our face, family, let's focus on family. It's like you become that little kid and you're like, oh my God, I'm terrible, I'm nothing, I don't deserve to be here. And you go through that script. And I said, well, you know, Dawn taught me that we're all one, so use this as an opportunity to figure out what they're really saying to you. And review his words, and every time he said, you, change the word to I this, I that. So he's not talking to you, he's talking to himself. And it gives you an opportunity to really, thank you. it'll give you an opportunity, take this opportunity, in other words, to make an inventory list of all the great and amazing things that you have accomplished, because it's time for you to remember who you are. And if he didn't yell at you and tell you what you are not, how could you remember who you are in this moment?
Perfect. Yes. That's it.
It was so cool. And I'm like, yay, you shared it with me. I pass it on. He'll share it with someone. And he shared it with me, and then I share it with you. And that's how we work together. That's the cohesive tribe and oneness. So
yeah.
It was really fun to share that today.
I love it. Well, I'm going to need to get going to work, but I do have one last just a heartfelt thing I would like to say, if I could.
Absolutely.
So as we're I know I've talked to you about this, as I'm building my business, other people in the business had tried to repress that. There was some fear, the old dynamic of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this experience, and it was very intense. And through it, though, I've got to learn more self-love, connect more deeper with other people. And then, you know, it ended up, like I said, as I was working with people, they were realizing what was coming up for them, that they wanted to be healers. And the old social conditioning of competition did come to my head. I'm like, wow, they're leading and they're doing their own thing. So I got to feel what these other healers that I was working with felt when I stepped into my work. And but I was able to really be compassionate. So I guess the message would be, so those old feelings are going to come up in any business, as women, as we're stepping into this silent power, this very deep core power in our gut, just to acknowledge that shadow side and go, wow, this is the old dynamic of competition. But I promise us all that we are stronger together than apart. And that there is a nut, Louise Hay, I keep her book by my hair station, you know, that connection to body and mind. But she says, there is an abundance in the universe. There is enough for us all. And that's how I would like to end. You know, there's an abundance for us all. And when that competition does come up, just to acknowledge it and just kind of giggle or get angry, because that creates change, but to say, oh, wow, there it is. But there is an abundance for us all. Every single woman on this planet can start their own thing and follow what they really want to do. And there's enough space for that. There's enough. There's more than enough.
There is no competition. The five steps to abundance is the introduction to love and business, which is co-creation. There is no competition. You have everything you need. Abundance is here.
Oh, I love it.
And you know, I know that's part of why I've been inspired by these women's organizations and then guided to start my own Purpose for Women International, so that I can continue to share the love and business philosophy of gratitude. It's about gratitude and co-creation and no competition. And you hit it right in the head. And I think anybody that gets into business, when, again, they start to shine that light, they cast the shadow, and the shadow reacts. And that's what you've had to experience. And I've experienced that many times over the last 16 years, over my whole life even, if we go back, yourself included.
Yes. Yes.
And then I realized that, you know, in that moment, it's more of an opportunity to claim my space and embrace that I'm going the right direction, because the minute I get flack or resistance or criticism, I must be doing something right, because I'm rocking the boat. So I say, thank you for being angry. I'm rocking that boat, and I'm going to keep going over here, and you enjoy staying over on that side, because you're missing the fun party boat over here, right?
I
so
love
we're on the party
you.
Boat.
We are. And I want to thank you. Thank you for really embracing the new dynamic and for doing this for us women and for helping give us a voice. And you are the entrepreneur pioneer of this new age. Thank you so much, Heather. I'm really grateful that you're in
you,
my life.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Well, also with you, and I thank you, and go do your thing at the salon. And for those of you that need a fabulous haircut, color, style, male, female, Dawn's my hairstylist of choice. So to the salon in Clintonville. Walk-ins are accepted, but you better make an appointment because she's always booked. So
it's a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop because, you know, get your hair done, lay on the table, get a healing, walk out, be happy. It's all good.
Yay.
Thanks. You have a great rest of your day, and let's talk later.
Sounds good. Thanks, Heather.
Right.
Thank you for having
me.
Bye.
Thanks to all our listeners. I appreciate you being part of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show today. We had some amazing guest speakers. I want to do a couple of reminders of what happened today. Again, we had Christopher Essie on the line, talking about his documentary, Unseen Medicine. We're looking for support and funding for his enterprise. And you can go to Indiegogo.com, IndieGogo.com/Unseen Medicine. To help support that, we're going to be hearing more from Christopher moving forward. I also want to give a great shout-out to our first guest, Jennifer Seek. Thanks so much, from InnerVoiceIntuitive.com. Of course, Dawn Thompson of DawnOfTheNewEra.com. And one last event that I was invited to on Facebook today is introducing the ARC Ohio Medical Center. This event is going to be held Wednesday, September 12th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., It's an AIDS Resource Center of Ohio Medical Center. It's at 1033 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43201. And I put the link to the event on our fan page on Facebook so you can look into it. AIDS is not gone, folks, and people are dying every day. Technology and medicine has gone strides, but it's still an epidemic, especially over in Africa and other countries, but it's still happening here locally. So don't bury your head in the sand. Be protected and do what you can to be educated and informed so it doesn't take somebody close to you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've appreciated you, and enjoy your day. Don't forget, the universe is listening, so give it a shout out. Bye-bye.